At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You may know Jackson Pollock, the painter famous for his iconic drip paintings. But what do you know about his wife, artist Lee Krasner? On Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock, the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Investigating what is and isn't legit.
That's a fugazi. That's a fugazi. I looked at it for 2 seconds.
Seeing through the lines to make you a better.
I know you know. And I know you know I know you know.
The FTM Army is being sent for.
In our thing, you get sent for, you go in alive, you come out dead. And it's your best friend that does.
These two wise guys would never steer you wrong.
Forget about it.
This is Real or Fugazi on Follow the Money.
All right, here we go, kicking off this hour.
I never noticed Tony Soprano in that.
Oh, you didn't?
That is great.
Love the waving. Segment. Love the open. Great job by the fellas.
There was a rat in Florida, Mitch.
Yeah,
there Florida. Was a rat.
Paulie, we always talk about windows being open for teams to win a title. The Nuggets window was actually open the last 4 years. However, two of them were lost due to injuries. Is that real or fugazi?
Yes. Yes, it is real. Because of what happened to Murray. No doubt. And the level that Joker's been doing this for a long time. It was just lost because it wasn't a deep playoff run. He didn't have any help.
That's right.
Because of the injuries. And I know Tom Haberstroh did a great article on that. The lack. How good is that?
People who want to rip on Joker.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. But there are plenty of people who do it. Look at that from Tom Haberstroh. And he pointed out how many, like, all NBA teammates made going back for MVP winners. He's had nobody. Everybody, like Shaq and Kobe and Magic Johnson, all they did was play with all-stars.
Yep.
Joker hasn't had a single guy on his team.
So let's say they go out in five here. Then next year becomes interesting. You know, it's like you don't have a bench. You still have a strong supporting cast, but the West is stacked and loaded.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're going to have to still go through Minnesota and OKC. They're not going anywhere.
Yep.
And rest assured, OKC is going to add people because they have all these assets that they have.
Yep. So tied into this, betting a long shot to win the NBA MVP is basically the equivalent of lighting your money on fire. Is that real or fugazi? I bet SGA 18-1 before the season. That's not a long enough shot. I'm talking about...
Oh, it's not?
I'm talking 40, 50, more than that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're wasting money. It's going to be one of those stars. I mean...
It's going to be.
Edwards is probably going to be the favorite right there with Luka, I think, coming up next year.
Brunson.
It's going to be... Yeah, it's...
It's going to be a group of like 4 or 5 guys.
I mean, who could it be?
Well,
a scenario like Donovan Mitchell, I can't even. Nah. Who could else?
I'll give you an idea.
Wembanyama's gonna. What's his odds gonna be?
No, that's a good.
That's another one.
Yeah, because he won't be a long shot.
Wembanyama's gonna be like 3-1, I think.
I'll give you one guy that came to mind when I was thinking about this. Because I could make a case next year. I really could for Paolo Banchero. There might be an angle there where the Magic end up with like the 2 seed in the East, and he really just takes a next step. He's not winning the MVP.
No.
Not at this point of his career. And he'll be like a long shot consideration. But I'm not going to do it. I would not recommend anybody like that.
How do you overcome Joker? I mean, he should have won it 4 years in a row. I mean,
that's right.
This, the stats and the stuff he does every single night.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this briefly yesterday with Mike Palm. Tiger Woods should be the next Netflix roast, Real or Fugazi. The Brady was so good. Here's why I was so shocked by it. I couldn't believe what they were saying. I couldn't believe he'd get up there and sit there and take it. And then you had Belichick, of all people, coming up and giving it to him. And Bledsoe, I couldn't believe what they were saying, the language, the topics, what was allowed. Mm-hmm. And then everyone there, it was a free-for-all.
Okay. I thought about this a lot. I have a tough time pinpointing who the next athlete should be because I can't get like Norm MacDonald at the ESPYs out of my head when he had those OJ jokes and others, and they would pan to like Ken Griffey Jr. and the looks on their faces are like, oh, deathly afraid to laugh. The lack of a sense of humor, I think, is widespread throughout like the athlete community. I don't know. Would Tiger have the skin to take that? Is he thick-skinned enough to actually sit there and come on, guys, give it, how about Charles Barkley?
Oh, he would take it.
Oh, he absolutely would.
He could laugh at himself.
Yeah.
Would LeBron do it?
No, I can't imagine.
Really?
I cannot. I thought about LeBron. I can't. Maybe I'm dead wrong on that.
I mean, Tiger, come on. You're allowed to talk about the personal life.
How's that going to go over? In your head, how do you picture that going?
They're going to go right after him with the Perkins waitress, and they're just going to just hammer him from the get-go with that.
And does he have a good time with it?
You'd have to pay him a lot of money.
Did you hear what Brady got?
No. You have the number?
Oh, the report was $50
million. No, it wasn't.
That's the first report that I saw Monday morning.
Oh, my God.
Would you sit there and take bomb after bomb after bomb for $50 million?
Yes.
I think I would sign up for that.
Wow. Apparently, it was don't say anything about Kraft and don't say anything about my kids. Other than that, it was, well, go ahead.
So when Brady went up to Jeff Ross and said, that's enough, don't do that again, he was not joking around.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Now, it's okay to spend a lot of money if you're going to get joy and satisfaction out of it along with others.
Of course, real,
okay.
Yes.
Now, here's where I wanted to go with this, because I was reading this on a couple years ago, there was an auction. I think it benefited cancer. Robert Plant was there doing, he hadn't played Stairway to Heaven in like 12 years. And the guy says, I'm going to donate a ton of money if you play Stairway to Heaven right now. And he did it.
And he had a guitar with him.
There was a whole band. It was him and someone else. And the guy from Duran Duran and some other thing. And they played the song. And it was the first time he did Stairway to Heaven in like 12 years. So that was, like, it also goes back to like how much would you spend, though, is what I want to get into, too. Like, well, how much?
As much as
you
whatever
always say about that. Like, I want to see what was going on. I want to watch the next four episodes of Game of Thrones right now. I don't want to wait. You want to knock out season four of The Boys right now.
How much would I pay to have that on my
Remember, there was an auction years ago. We wanted to do it. We couldn't find it. You could have lunch with Larry David. That was available.
What would you pay for that?
There we go.
Right. If Larry David's going to show up and try to have a good time. And
if you get to hang out, how long can you hang out with him? Right.
Yeah, you get two hours with him, and he's going to be himself.
Sure. Is that worth $5,000?
Oh, easily.
Yes, sure.
100% it is. Yes.
Sure, yes.
Yeah, I mean,
how high would you go? Like, would you?
How much would you pay for a puppy that you really want to have?
Okay.
Because we each love dogs so much. Like, they make us happy. I can't imagine. I went 10, 12 years of my life without having a dog. From when I first moved out here and then when I met Lorraine. There was a big gap there. I look back at my life like, what was I doing?
Yeah.
These I was
French
an idiot.
They tell me all the time at doggy daycare.
Yeah.
These French bulldogs are like $10,000.
I can't stand negativity. That's why I don't like politics.
Uh-huh.
It goes back to high school. You try to have a conversation at 17 years old with somebody, a classmate, about politics, and it would just go off the rails. I'm like, what? You can't be logical about this? No, thank you. I hate poison. I hate just like all of that nonsense. It's so forced to me.
Weren't you at this auction? The Fertittas and Dana White did something where dinner. Go ahead.
So we had where we worked before, ESPN Radio here in town, we had a 24-hour radiothon to help raise money for something out here called The Caring Place, Al Bernstein. It was to help people with cancer. And Dana White was the award winner that year. And Lorenzo Fertitta, who owns Station Casinos out here, they're billionaires, he was there that night. And he just flat out said, Forrest Griffin was also on hand. And he said, I'll give $100,000 right now and somebody can join me if Forrest Griffin comes over to my house and makes dinner. And that's he gave $100,000 to the charity, and that was part of the deal. Like somebody was going to win dinner to have Forrest Griffin come over to his house and make it. Just on the spot, just like that, bam, here's what I'm going to do.
There you go. Beautiful.
You know, you get a couple of drinks in these people.
That's right.
They're feeling good. I got more money than God. What can I do here?
The Robert Plant thing was great.
Oh, that's awesome.
I heard these guys coming in, and I know it's older, but, you know, there's Hello Nesson. There's a Boston connection here. The Cars are one of the most underrated bands of all time, real or Fugazi.
I'm going to go, I'm going to go Fugazi because I can probably come up with, what are you talking, top three, top five, top ten? How far do you want to go?
You know how many hits they have? They're in the Hall of Fame, but you know how many, the greatest hits? It's unbelievable when you go and look at it.
Okay, how deep do you want me to go with the underrated bands?
Go ahead.
I think, I'll give you a huge name that's underrated. Beastie Boys got lost over the years. To me, completely underrated. I'll go deeper than that.
Uh-huh.
Bad Company, underrated. Typo Negative, underrated.
Ah, come on.
How about Blue Oyster Cult?
Yeah.
You don't like them? They're not underrated? How about Rush? Or are they properly
they're
rated?
They're in the Hall of Fame.
Are they properly rated?
I think, they're in the Hall of Fame, right? Or is that the controversy? I thought they were in.
Oh, Rage Against the Machine, as far as I know, they're not in.
Their debut album sold 6 million copies. Shake It Up.
That's pretty good.
You might think, Drive, Tonight She Comes. Heartbeat City. I mean, I know they're in the Hall of Fame, but this is... I can't believe... I have their greatest hits. I can't believe how many hits they have. It's nuts.
I think it would surprise you when you go to a lot of these bands, and it would be like 3 hours of nonstop. You know, every single... I'll ask you this. One more here. Now they're down. They're down 3-0.
Yeah, this is something.
Rod Brind'Amour is going to get the Sheldon Keefe treatment here if it ends in ugly fashion, which it is right now.
This is real.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they'd be making a big mistake. It's just puck luck, right? They had 47 shots on goal.
That's what I.
It's Igor.
Yes.
I mean, they've lost 8 straight playoff games by a goal, and the power play is gone to bleep. I mean, they're 0-15 on the power play. This is hello Toronto.
That's,
hello.
Don't hire
Can't
anybody yet.
Talk. Yep. Absolutely.
If this
could
gets,
happen because there was already talk about the the contract and maybe he could get away here. So
sure.
The Maple Leafs have to do this. Take your time. I'd go. Berube's the $1.60 favorite, by the way, at one book. It's Berube and then Gallant. But you got to wait for this guy. If they get swept and Carolina makes a mistake here, Toronto has to snatch him.
They
up.
Have to get that guy. After that, I wouldn't mind Gallant. Gallant would probably go there for like 2 years. That'd be it. But
I love Gallant.
Gallant's awesome.
Turn it around immediately.
Yep.
Competing, battling, grinding.
Grinding
working
out there.
Mr. Cliche, absolutely.
He does it everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
So that's it for Real or Fugazi. We're on X to respond here at VSiN Live at Mitch Moss Radio at Paulie. Howard up next tonight's playoff card. I made the case for this bet earlier in the week. I think I have to go to war with it again tonight. Details coming up here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, my name's Josh. I'm from the podcast The Imperfects, where we interview well-known people who look like they have perfect lives, but like most of us, in fact, all of us, they're often far from it. We interview people like James Clear and Adam Grant.
What do you do with the feeling of being an imposter? It's really tempting to trust your own judgment over other people's. What you're forgetting is that other people see you more objectively. And I think what that means is if multiple people believe in you, it's probably time to believe them.
Search for The Imperfects on the podcast app you're listening on.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up to VSiN.com. A couple of great articles up there. Lombardi on a win total. How do the Nuggets respond? Knicks Pacers coming up as well. And NHL playoffs. Everything you want. Exclusive articles, betting splits, best bets. Wes Reynolds on the Wells Fargo. Betting tools, betting guides. VSiN.com today. Not to be gloomy Gus, but a couple of good tweets about, you know, what happened with OJ in 1994 with the Bronco chase. Antonio Brown is a candidate. One guy chimes in. Hey, he's gone off the rails.
Oh, you want name
no
names?
Doubt.
Okay.
No doubt. Well, hey, I said The Rock. I mean, I'm just trying to think of the equivalent where as a whole country we would shut down and watch, you know, a guy on the freeway. He's on the loose. He's got a gun. Oh, no.
You never know. But, excuse me. Here we go. Yep. Paul, go ahead.
Water? Yeah, sure. So
wow.
That's very good.
Hello.
I don't know where you were going to go there.
Yeah,
but the other thing, that, to be positive, we met Rick. Big Oilers fan.
Yeah.
He came out and said, hello, watches every day. Great to meet you, Rick. He had to sit here and take it as they blew the 4-1 lead. But Rick lives in Vancouver. And Rick has a townhouse. You see, you get $900,000 for it. I mean, the real estate in Vancouver and what has happened. Bob Vulgaris, who's worth a ton of money, he gave up. He goes, I'm not paying $1 million for like an apartment.
Sure.
What he was doing. And he goes, I'm not doing it anymore. And he had, because I know he was from Winnipeg and then spent some time in Vancouver and made his fortune betting NBA. But it was like, this guy's got a townhouse for like $900,000. I also said to Rick, because
You want to see what he bought it for?
Was it 150?
Right around there.
Did he say the year?
I know.
But real estate is in Vancouver and what's happened. Shell companies coming in. And my God, it's crazy. But also 94. The Rangers beat Vancouver in 7 games in the Stanley Cup that year. And in Vancouver, you never know. You can't trust the Oilers. Dallas certainly is beatable. If it happens again, don't burn your city down. I mean, come on, people.
You have
a beautiful city. Yeah, I know
they
you
will.
Did it in 94 when they lost to the Bruins.
Right.
When they lost. That usually happens when you win the damn thing.
It actually might
they
happen.
Lost and
it,
they,
it might happen if they lose a series before the Stanley Cup.
I don't get it at
you
all.
You never know. By the way, it's just like when you bring up the bands and the non-sports stuff, you don't know who you're going to appeal to or piss off or whatever.
Love music.
Like the Pink Floyd stuff. People are either
polarizing.
They either agree with me 100% or people are like, Mitch, you are a complete moron. And my take is Pink Floyd is unlistenable.
Oh, God. Oh,
Bill
sick.
With a tweet here. Typo negative, very underrated. Jim, I was not expecting a typo negative reference this morning, but here we are and I love it. He's seen him a dozen times. They always played Boston around Halloween, and it was always outstanding. Great call on that band being underrated. Go throw on some typo negative today if you like. They were really good, and they were influential as well.
Because I know we've done overrated, and that got a great response.
Yep. Well, that's going to be the most polarizing part about it.
The Beastie Boys is a good one. Because they came out, and they changed their sound, and Paul's Boutique was at the time sort of wasn't well received, then became a classic, and then
love that band.
Yeah.
Over the years, they've just been, I think, surpassed by too many others, and people forget about them.
No, Rush went in the Hall of Fame, I think, in 2013 too. So
you know, boy, it feels like now we've been sleeping on this. I brought this up the other day. The first player to score a basket in this Knicks Pacers series. I was looking at the box scores for the Pacers, and Miles Turner is now. Well, he tech. He lost the jump ball the other night. Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
He did not win that tip. The Knicks won the opening tip. They just could not handle it, and it bounced off like 3 or 4 of their players, and then eventually the Pacers got it. They corralled it, and then Nembhard scored no problem. And so that's 15 or 16 consecutive losses now on the opening tip for the Pacers, as I chalk it up as a loss. And the people who reach out to me on Twitter, and I feel like I've been lost in time now, like the Beastie Boys for 10 or 12 years on this, because people specialize on this. And I guess when you think about it, betting the player to score the first basket of the game, you probably have a better edge than the first player to score a touchdown in the NFL, which I love to bet, and I've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
Some years good, some years no good. But when you get them to pop at 12, 15, 20 to 1, that it's going to carry out for a long time. But so the people who special, I got a huge lengthy email this morning from professional sports bettor Frank B.
Hey, Frank.
Been betting it for 10, 12 years, he said.
Come on back on the show, Frank. We miss you.
He's in Barcelona.
Doesn't matter.
Guys,
pop him on
like,
Skype.
Yep.
I'll tell you, his partner.
So he said next time he comes on, he's going to go into detail about this.
We're also going to get Paul Bovey in studio, too. His partner in crime, Paul Bovey.
Paul Bovey is the cat's meow.
Yeah, he had a he had a great line. Don't fight corruption. Get on the right side of it.
Yeah.
Big horse racing players. Right, they know what he sees.
Yeah.
Good. So I was unaware of this too, but it all makes sense.
It sure does.
I mean, who struggles on opening tips and who's it's nuts because I know. I mean, I think it was Jonathan Taves. He was great at this in Chicago, and you could always bet who would win the opening faceoff.
That's right.
And that was a good angle there. But this is something I wouldn't think of.
Yeah, and
like first basket and to tie in with, is there someone who's awful or someone who's very good at the opening tip?
He points out years ago, it was Steven Adams, around 75% to get the opening tip. And when he would face a guy who was around 40%, well, then there you go. And he also expanded on it and said that it goes beyond the first basket of the game for an individual score. It's based, you know, the race to five, race to 10, that kind of a deal. When if you get the opening tip, you have the first possession. If you score first, well, then you have a clear edge right there to get the first to five, first to 10, so on and so forth. So, and I made the case for Brunson the other night. He was plus 490 when I bet it, and DiVincenzo plus 950. So I'm going to have to bet it again tonight. You know, OG is banged up. He's been ruled out already, has he not?
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, he's out of the game. Yeah,
yeah. He's not playing game four either.
Okay, I don't think so either.
It's an early start.
That's right. So, you know, it's Brunson takes and makes a lot of their first attempts. The second guy going back has been DiVincenzo. Brunson today is 5-1, and DiVincenzo was 9-1. I think I got to bet him again.
You want to get nuts for most points? It wasn't up at DraftKings. Because Brunson is still questionable, but...
You know, he's going to...
I mean, can we get another long shot coming in here?
I think we had that game already, and that was game two. I just was on the wrong Pacers players. Halliburton got there, and he was a huge price.
Is the guy going to score 40 every game?
Oh, he was going to score 40 in game two if you didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
What, did he score 25 in the second half?
Yeah, he's going to take a ton of shots tonight.
Oh,
I'll tell you that.
There's no question.
Here's the Halliburton thing. So he went off for 34 and cashed that ticket at 50-1 in game two. He was 11 of 19, 7 of 11 from 3, 6 trips to the free throw line. Game 1, 2 of 6, 2 of 5 from 3, 6 points. Game 6 against Milwaukee, 2 of 10 from 3, 1 trip to the line. 6 of 14, 4 of 10 from 3, didn't go to the line. 5 of 12 from 3, 8 of 16 for the game, 3 trips to the line. 8 of 22 for the game, 1 of 12 from 3, 1 trip to the line. Like, this is, you know, he's been hurt, and then he comes back, and then he still isn't 100%, but then you finally saw what happened in game two. So that's also, is he going to penetrate, be aggressive, and get to the basket?
Yes.
Because that's, if he's just coming down and shooting threes, that to me, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know.
Even though they went in game two, but there was...
And who knows, right, if he's going to be making those threes tonight or not. But Halliburton has admitted, Paulie, recently, in this series, in fact, before game two, that he needs to be more aggressive. He needs to be assertive, and he needs to go out there basically and take control and take more shots. So when the guy is openly now saying that, because when you go back and look again, as you just said with the numbers from game one, he did nothing, didn't even try really to shoot. He knew that that was a problem, and he has to kind of take control again. So I think that's probably going to carry over. Again, will the shots go in tonight? Probably not to the tune of 7 of 11 again.
Well, a lot of it's on Rick Carlisle. I think he's done a horrible job here. And you can cry about the officiating and everything that's happened. I know they got a tough whistle. Also, we have to point out Indiana fouled the most out of any team this year.
Yeah, true.
You know, but you send in all these clips to the officials, and you can't play the small market thing because you see what's going on in Minnesota and OKC. But it's there's common sense and easy stuff to see that you're not doing. You know, McConnell should be on Brunson. McConnell and Halliburton should play at the same time. I have all these numbers. You should, too. Mm-hmm. When McConnell and Halliburton are out there, it's all-time great offense. It's 132 points per 100 possessions. Boston had the best in history. They're 122 this year. And McConnell's done a good job locking down Brunson. Why didn't Toppin get more minutes? Toppin was great.
No kidding.
He doesn't play in the fourth quarter. Toppin was going off. I like him over again, by the way, the going against my former team angle. He has 20 points. Energy guy. You don't play him. You know, the bench was killing him. And it was great in game two, and these guys aren't getting minutes. So what they're doing. You mentioned Shepherd as well. So Carlisle's got to do a better job. And it starts with McConnell, too, and what he's going to do managing his minutes as well.
Well, I'd love to bet on Toppin's props tonight. Is he going to get enough playing time?
Yeah.
Because, I could not believe what I was watching in that fourth quarter when he was anchored to his seat on the bench, couldn't get on the court for some reason, and the same thing with McConnell as you talked about. I mean, it's so obvious that the guys on the court in that game, probably a pretty good reason why they lost. And the McConnell stuff, he was the one guy. Van Gundy is on the broadcast pleading to Rick Carlisle, can you get McConnell back in the game to play defense on Brunson, please?
Yep.
Nope.
I'm with you.
Refuse to do it.
I don't. I got a quick pick for you. Miller time, it's called. Miller time. Nebhard, Toppin, Shepherd, Halliburton, all to make two threes or more, plus 850.
Don't you like Shepherd to go over 5.5 points?
Yes, I do. Yes,
and trust
I do.
That guy. Paul Allen, KFan, Minneapolis, next to talk about the Nuggets and Wolves, game three, the big boy tonight.
Get the VSiN Pro subscription now. Exclusive data, winning strategies, and a great offer that's limited time. Normally priced at $240, you can get it for $199, and we'll kick in 2 months for free. So it's 14 months for less than 50 cents a day. You spend $5 a day on coffee. 50 cents a day, promo code FTM. Every best bet, every host, every guest, including Paul Allen coming up. 19 hours of live programming, code FTM.
The estimable Paul Allen joins the program now. Play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Vikings. KFan Radio does 3 hours every single day. What a time of year it is to be in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. PA joins us on the Progressive Guest Line. Great to talk to you again, pal. How you been?
Mitch and Paulie, what's going on? If I didn't have a daughter who was a junior at University of Colorado Boulder, I'd be back there with you about 3 or 4 times a year. So we're going to have to go ahead and put that on hold for a second. But when Paulie dropped that 50 cent a day piece, it caused me to hearken to, I think it might have been 10 years ago at KFAM, and we had one of those ads that would run on Monday. It's like, you know, I have the stone cold lead pipe cinch tonight on the side, the total, the money line, the props.
Yeah.
And if we miss it, then you get the rest of the season for free. And I'm like, bro, why do I want the rest of the season for free if you can't pick winners? And they dropped. They pulled their advertising off what I said, and I got in trouble.
I've been down that path. I could tell stories about this for days.
Wow.
Yeah, had that out here in Las Vegas many times locally.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got into it with a professional sports bettor, by the way, one time, who did not understand.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm like, well, how'd they hear it in the first place? Aren't they in Antigua?
What would be your stone cold lead pipe lot tonight in game three, as I say that jokingly?
Okay, well, I mean, what is it, 4.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this has kind of been the edict on the radio show, 9 to noon on KFAN, the last couple of days, you know, and given, you know, sports gambling here in the state of Minnesota still is akin to, I think I've said this to you before, slapping on your fattest vein and putting on a tourniquet and shooting horse for a $2 sports bet. So, you know, we don't really go down the road hard on like the betting side of it, at least for now. But in talking it out, maybe you can come up with a reason here. You guys have watched the games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give me any reason to believe that Denver should win either one of these games tonight or Sunday. And this is not homerific radio, okay? I mean, Jokic is discombobulated. They crushed them without the defensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear Murray's playing on a bad calf.
Yep.
I'm not sure about Reggie Jackson's status tonight, but that's Murray's backup. And the Wolves bench, like in the Sun series, is dramatically better than Denver's bench. So I'm not trying to disrespect the champions here. I'm a horse racing guy by trade. And the last two past performances, we have been Secretariat. They have been sham. So why is that all of a sudden going to turn around?
Okay.
It's a great question.
All good points. Yep. But, you know, I got my start working on your show, and you used to always say this when I would listen to you. How do you handle prosperity? So right. now, and what, now what is what this organization and fans have been through, and I can't imagine right. what that atmosphere is going to be like. Maybe they're too jacked up and want it too bad.
Well, you could have said that in the Sun series too. I mean, you know, they go down to Phoenix and, uh-huh. and you got Booker full strength. You got KD, granted near the end, but full strength. You know, Bradley Beal was a weird fit for that team. You know, but them not having Grayson Allen and like Allen going in and out, that really tilted that series. But still, the Timberwolves went down there and, you know, in cliched fashion, handled business, then killed them. So in the Denver yeah. game, I mean, what Denver got hit with in that first game should be a felony in 48 states. And then the second game, the officiating. Now here's the key.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
You know, like Mark Davis and his officiating staff, they had game two. Then they had game two in Knicks Pacers. All right. And then that was kind of a foul fest with a lot not called. So the officiating this evening is going to be very key, you know, but I don't buy into the, you know, it's hey, Dallas beat OKC last night. That could be a 6-7 game series. You know, it behooves the NBA to have Denver win this evening. So the series, you know, to play into it so the series can extend. I mean, that's a felony. So, I mean, if you're mandating or having an edict to be with officials that you got to call it one way, that's a felony. You can't do that, and that doesn't happen. But human nature gets to win, too. I just don't know what kind of a punch they possibly can throw tonight over the duration of four quarters that's going to beat the Timberwolves, who are healthy. They're spry. Their defense is the best in the NBA. Everybody's mm-hmm. seeing it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not being old guy get off my lawn here during the regular season. But like I watch some games, man, where they're giving up 35 in the fourth quarter and getting nipped at the wire. And I'm like, you know, you can hit me with all these PERS and WAR and batting average of balls in play and all these analytics and everything. It's the eye test is that this may be a good defense, but I can't see it's the best. All right, well, I was wrong because uh-huh. when they put the pedal to the metal. And they go man on man, and the switching and everything they're doing off the picks and stuff like that. I mean, they let guys purposely dribble into the key.
Yeah.
So Rudy Gobert, with one of the great nicknames in the history of sports, Stifle Tower, is just there roaming, changing shots, stifling, denying, and blocking shots. So, I mean, like they changed their defense into the playoffs. And Phoenix couldn't get around it. Now Denver can't get around it. I honestly, you know, I don't know what the money line is. Feels like a 190, 195. Yeah. I'm not suggesting 20 dimes to, you know, to win 10. However, I just don't see how it's just going to flip in a way that the Wolves just lose.
How much is it coaching as well? And, you know, Mike Anori, and he's on
great
your
point.
Show all the time. I mean, these guys, but what Finch and Norrie are doing as well, it's an incredible
right.
coaching job.
Paulie, you're playing fast right now. I sense a big day for you. Hit that pie gal table at about 11 a.m. Pacific. Well, you know why you're playing fast? Because Finch and Norrie were on Mike Malone's Denver staff.
Yeah.
All right. So all three of those guys are very close. Norrie and Finch were there when they drafted Jokic in the second round. So if anybody is going to know what Nikola does not like, it's going to be Chris Finch and Mike Anori. And, you know, Jokic's box scores have been fat, but that's box score chasing. If you watch the games, he's discombobulated. He's frustrated. He's slow to get back on defense. And I love him. I mean, he's the best passing big man in the history of the NBA. I love Jokic, man, and I love Jamal Murray, too. I think he's super cool when he's not throwing heat pads at players. But, you know, he's clearly playing with some type of calf injury that is impeding him. So anyway, the coaching part of it, you're right. With, you know, you got a couple of guys in 1 and 1A for the Wolves who know where the bones are buried with the best player in the NBA in Jokic. And what Malone does when things get hot. Thus, we've had blowouts.
Yep. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Paul Allen, our guest. He's on X at PA on the mic. KFAN Radio in Minneapolis. Okay, so what you said, again, I'm watching these games, like you're pointing out, and it's a total mismatch, and the Nuggets have had zero answers so far. We have like 2 minutes left. And going back to Paul's question about prosperity, what has the message been from the coaching staff to the players just so their heads are not like ballooning at this point?
Well, it's a great question, and I wish I was closer to the team and in the room to tell you. And, you know, like reading quotes and listening to press conferences and stuff, you don't get those questions. And why you don't get, you would get those questions if a team won 4 playoff games and lost 2, or won 5 and lost 3. They've won 6 and lost 0. So, I mean, it's not even a pertinent question at this stage to like pose to a coach at a press conference, because they've handled prosperity by sweeping the Suns, going on the road and winning 1. Okay. So they steal game 1, and the word steal will be A, because they were an underdog, B, because they were on the road at the champion, and they stole home court advantage. Okay. Well, in age old adage in the history of the NBA, when you steal one like that is you generally lose the next one. Well, they didn't. I mean, what they lost in game 2 was Rudy Gobert, who became a father and didn't even play in the game. And then they still blew him out. So the prosperity part, you know, that I don't think that's in play right now. The thing that's very much in play, all right, because I know you guys are sharps, so listen closely. Early in the season, Nikola Jokic had a 0 assist game against the Timberwolves. All right. So, you know, I went deep diving a little bit, because for Jokic to have a 0 assist game is antithetical to anything he's ever done in the NBA. The Timberwolves, I can't exactly explain what they're doing, man. You know, I'm not trying to be James Naismith here or anything, but he's gone under on assists every game but 1. And the one he didn't, I think, was game 1. And it's always 8.5, all right? And I think it's 8.5 this game. So go back and look at it. And he got some bogus assist to Aaron Gordon in game 1. Uh-huh. And that put it over to 9. Outside of that, he's been an beautiful under on assist every single game.
That's an awesome angle. Thank you, PA. That was dynamite. Have a great day and have a great weekend. Thank you for the time.
You're great.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah. It's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heating up.
Good doubleheader tonight, NBA. The series tied at 1, and now OG out. Doors open for the Pacers. DraftKings Sportsbook, incredible menu. Official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers bet $5, get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code VSiN. Only at DraftKings, the crown is yours. Your grace. Great job, Paul Allen. Everything he said about Joker with the assists is true.
How about that?
That is a good nugget. Yeah.
Did you bet under 8.5?
Solid, yeah.
Gonna have to do that?
That's not possible. He had a couple games against the T-Wolves, like 2 assists and no assists.
I forgot about that game that he had 0 assists in. Yeah.
Man, that's
and
something.
It doesn't appear like him going under is just like a mirage. Like, that actually is real.
Keeps happening,
What
yes.
do you have for this guy who can Keeps win like happening. $1.7 million?
Oh, this is so good. Doug Greenberg did it on ESPN.com. How a Thunder championship could turn a $100 parlay into $1.7 million. Wayne Shelton's his name. He went to game 1 of Dallas and OKC. Single father, owner of a real estate appraisal business in Phoenix. He's, quote, nervous as hell. He's become one of the Thunder's biggest fans because he can cash this huge ticket. He loves sports and watches all the time and uses multiple screens to keep up with all the action. But he only bets futures. I plant seeds throughout the year, Shelton said. I bet all the major sports for all the futures, divisions, whatever. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea is I'll vest a decent amount, but I get to enjoy the entire season as a sports bettor without having to put more money down. I can enjoy what I invested and enjoy every game because they all matter.
You have action every single day. Yes.
So over a year ago, May 1st, DraftKings offered him a high limit, 50% profit boost. He noticed the Rangers had a great run differential and thought they had a good chance and better than the 22-1 odds suggested to win the World Series. Did his research, did the time, also looked at the Kansas City Chiefs at 6-1, and he thought, well, okay, maybe the Thunder. They showed potential. They were a 10 seed in the play-in, 70-1. That's my final piece of the puzzle. Why not? He packaged the 3 championship futures into a $100 parlay to build a new futures ticket. The payout, $1.7 million. I've never bet that high on a future, especially a lottery ticket like this one. They gave me a high max, and I said, you know what? I'll let it go. Let's do it. Here we go. In November, the Rangers won the World Series. Then February, the Chiefs repeat. And now the Thunder, the 1 seed, already won a series. They're tied at 1 against Dallas.
I saw the video, by the way, the other day about him possibly cashing out. He said, nope, going to let this one ride. That was before game 2 last night, and OKC lost the game. Well, I hope along the way this gentleman has been adding other teams to win the title or betting specifically the Celtics to beat the Thunder in an exacta. Or the T-Wolves, when it was pretty evident early on in the season, like this thing was real, maybe betting the Wolves to win the West or the Wolves to win the title. I hope he's added some stuff and he doesn't just have this ticket. I like to do this every single year, right? I had SGA 18-1 to win the MVP. I'm not a dummy. I'm pretty good at detecting, you know, guys who can break out and have some pretty good value, and once they get into the mix late on, then I can start to add guys at different numbers, and I was adding Joker on like parlays and straight when he was still like minus 115 to win. He was not my pick to win, but because I have SGA sitting there, it turns into a two-man race. You're damn straight I'm going to be adding other players.
Here we go. Here we go. You got to lock in a profit here. You got to make money off this.
Oh, if he doesn't, if this is the only ticket, he does nothing. Then
I don't want to hear it. That's a $100 bet, whatever. No. If there's 50 grand on the street, you're picking it up.
Yeah, don't look at it like that. It's 1.7 million that he's played. It's a lottery ticket.
He put 10,000 on Dallas. I thought he'd do more. He was offered 75,000. He wouldn't take the cash out after they won round
one. I would not have taken the cash out either.
Okay.
Not at 75,000. No way.
Yep.
That's the right move. And he put 10,000 on Dallas for the series price. All right.
But it's also interesting. There's this website that calculates what the ticket is worth based on day-to-day. After game 1 when they won, the expected value of the ticket was $228,000. If they advance to the conference finals, the ticket is $330,000. If they make it to the NBA finals, it has an expected value of $720,000.
Yeah, you can just go
by this website.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Based on the current odds and of OKC to win the title, and you split it up like that.
Great story.
Yeah.
I like what he's done. I plant seeds throughout the year.
Well, that's what Scotty, our buddy Scotty Tribuco does. Uh-huh. Chris Massaro.
That's right.
betting cross-sport parlays like that. I reached out to Chris Felica yesterday. He likes to do that.
Yeah.
Because I want to figure out what to tie in Man City with. They're minus 250. Like, they're winning the Prem, right?
I think that's outrageous. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they win out, there's three matches left. If they win out, they win.
So I was kicking around the idea of keying in Man City to win the Prem with other bets. I don't want to... Like, I could add Chiefs to win their division. I could add some football stuff, but I don't want to wait that long with this ticket. I want to, like, cash out on something in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So, but trying to put that puzzle together isn't exactly the easiest thing on the planet to do if you want to get... Because I asked Tribuco, who does this all the time, and his response was, well, how big is the payout you want? Do you want 15 to 1? Do you want 100? I said, I want 5 to 1.
Yeah.
I'll take a 5 to 1 payout today.
We got to get him back in studio.
Oh, Scott, absolutely.
He had the big one for 200,000 a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
So
awesome.
We're looking
this at... This is good. We got a lot going on in baseball, too.
I wanted to bring this up, too, because this happens from time to time, and it drives me nuts. There was an oversight with a player to win an award, and it's Oakland A's reliever Mason Miller, who was having just a lights-out season. He was never listed at any sports book at the beginning of the year, or, shall I say, up until recently, to win the American League Rookie of the Year, because on Baseball Reference, evidently, they had it where he exceeded his rookie limits last season. But Mike Petrello, who is awesome, he does like the Home Run Derby stuff on ESPN2 every single year. He's really, really good follow on X. He just tweeted out kind of jokingly last week, has anyone ever been traded in the year they win Rookie of the Year? I think to myself as I gawk lovingly at Mason Miller's wild stats. And somebody replied to him, Will Stevens, I don't think he's rookie eligible though. And Petrello just goes, yeah, he is. And then when you look overall, he only pitched 33 1/3 innings last year. 45 days of service, but Baseball Reference had him exceeding it, so sportsbooks never had him listed as a rookie. He would have been probably in the 300, 500 to 1 range to win Rookie of the Year, all things considered, because they flipped him to a closer this year. Their win total was like 50, so the thought was there's no way anybody on the A's will win it. Well, once it was finally realized that he's a rookie, books opened him up at plus 185 to win the award. Unbettable.
Yep.
So that just tough. Stinks. So,
yep.
And
yes,
nothing you can do about it.
Go in your pants, dive in, and swim.
Yeah, because once books actually realize, oh, hey, yeah, he is a rookie, well, let's put him up at 300 to 1. They would have been absolutely bombarded, and the liability would have been gigantic at that point for this guy. So, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Nothing. You got to sit there and take it.
Two good angles today, though. Let's get it back. And then, Saturday we'll get the Skeens. Skeens goes Saturday for the Pirates.
Yeah.
I'm fired up. How about this, though? And we already got several tweets about this. Suarez goes against Rodgers today. Rodgers is 0-6-1 first five, and they're 0-7 when he starts. And Suarez is the bee's knees first five in the year he's having, and the Phillies are on this insane first five run as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm seeing minus half a run is about minus 125, yeah. minus 130 in that range right now. But again, we talked to Kevin Rogers, who was all over this earlier in the week. You can, if you want to do this, whatever. The Phillies have been awesome until their last game at covering by more than two runs, right? You can find books that offer, will the Phillies win by a run and a half in the first five if you want to really live dangerously here.
Now, prop bet guy gave out Suarez to register a win.
I like that bet.
That's yes. You do that too.
That's plus,
I mean, his numbers.
That's plus money.
Is that what they said?
That's a really good
Luke,
angle to look at.
Plus 105. There you go.
Hey, Luke, can you look up what Glasnow is today to record a win? That guy has been absolutely filthy.
Yeah. He has been good.
And he's getting run support and he's striking out. Our buddy Justin here too on the show, who was doing this K model this year, pointed out, I did not realize this because numbers don't pop until at some point during the morning. Glasnow's K prop today is 5.5 against the Padres. Minus 105 for Glasnow to record a win today. Another way to look at it, I'll tell you that. Glasnow's Ks lately, going back, he started the year with 3 straight unders. Since then, 14 strikeouts, 5, 10, 9, and 10. That's 4 overs in his last 5 starts, 3 double-digit Ks. The prop today is 5.5. Now, it's juiced to the gills. It's minus 170 to the over. But this is an example of where you can, if you want to, again, play some alt numbers here for him to strike out guys today.
Okay. And Assad goes against Jones today. Assad's got a 103 whip and a 166 ERA. Oh. And Jones is 6-1 the under this year. Six straight unders for Jones.
For the game total?
Game total. Total of 7. Cubs and Pirates. Two good pitchers going today. You got that one, too, and then your big boy's going Saturday.
Yeah, we'll get onto that a little bit later on in the show. Jones is, to the K prop, 6-1 to the over.
Beautiful.
That ties into the under for the game totals. And Dennis Bernstein on the NHL coming up next. It's Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You may know Jackson Pollock, the painter famous for his iconic drip paintings. But what do you know about his wife, artist Lee Krasner? On Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock, the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.